I told a mutual friend that one of your poems, hearing one of your poems is like hearing a thousand Black Lives Matter speeches. And this was this was done not necessarily to disrespect Black Lives Matters, Black Lives Matter, but to suggest those who are not familiar with the struggle it is to be black in this culture get a very clear picture when they hear something like The Hanged Man.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Maybe that would be a poem that you could read.
Okay.
I think page 15. Let me see here. Yeah, page 15.
The Hanged Man. When the hanged man shits, we know death has taken over. The drool on his lips harden, where the tongue gargoyles out, and his eyes squeeze on a bit of last light. More often than not, his genitals stiffen, then hang tumescent, as if they, like him, have lost directions. The rancid breath rails clicking like vultures feeding, or something hissing toward candle flame, only the dead can see, while legs dance joyously in a melody only the hanged man hears. Feet pointed as if to pirouette, while hooded figures, job done, disappear in the cusp of trees, and black faces look up into even blacker night, full of screams fading into the wind, like the hooting of owls or bullfrogs croaking in muddy shadows, throats expanding, contracting, the story passed on and consumed in a single photo in a family album. An uncle, a cousin or brother, Ethel's boy, a Roman's eldest, dragged from his bed by men in shiny boots and white hoods and slung from the boughs of a tree, a grainy reminder of what grief we have never digested, and the tree itself still twisted and misshapen a century later, as if despite the southern sun, fire still burns brightly at its roots.
You know, I think about that, and I think about tarot, obviously. The hangman, some people would suggest it's the relation between the divine and the universe, or surrender to divine will, putting self-interest aside for a higher cause. Some people liken it to Odin, who found the runes when he was upside down in the world tree in Norse myth. Was there any intention to allude to the tarot in this when you titled the poem?
No,
song?
Not at all.
Yeah,
that was not a luxury that we could afford, because lynchings were, shall I say, popular. Between the 1900s and 1930.
I saw the map in the last year as a mm-hmm. Facebook meme or something, mm-hmm. and the occasions throughout, and you could see, I think Texas
right.
was one of the biggest places.
Right.
When I do think of the tarot connection, I'm reminded that it was about a year ago that the Freddie Gray incident happened, and one of my response, first of all, I couldn't read about it. It sickened me so much to hear what he went through. This is the man whose death in the back of a police car sparked the riots in Baltimore. And I think that somewhere it occurred to me, and I remember reading this in my journal, that he must have had a huge soul to sacrifice himself for a greater cause. Not that he did it consciously, but that what happened from that, there have been some tremendous awarenesses that have come from that, or from Eric Garner. So I think about the sacrifice in that regard, although it certainly wasn't a planned or conscious one.
One of the things about going back into my family history is that I had to struggle with a notion that sacrifice, pain, cruelty was a conscious part of a conversation or a daily routine. And while we traded stories, and stories were passed from one generation to the next, there was not an altruistic purpose. It was, this is what you have to be aware of if you want to survive.
Right.
And we were survivors. And when I think about my great-great-grandmother, who survived slavery long enough to have my great-grandmother, who survived long enough to have my grandmother, that's what I think of. I think of survival. And that strength and the will to survive, which was greater than the punishment dealt to them, becomes more important in a story than whether this proves your worth or does not prove your worth. Right. It's just, it was about survival.
Just wanting to be here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I think that what's the word, that life force in you explains a little bit why you're writing poems like this at age 80 that are tremendously powerful poems that I'm sure, were Lorca alive to hear them, he would say they are rich with duende, right?
Well, you know, in my head, I'm not 80. In my head, I have to remind myself that I'm 80. When I look at the bathroom mirror in the morning, I say, I'm 80. What the hell?
How'd this happen? There's a bumper sticker somewhere in this neighborhood that said, inside every old person is a young person wondering what happened.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't think I got there till I was about 50.
Yeah.
And I know a similar feeling from the basketball court. It's like, I was able to do that just a few years ago.